Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Welcome to this week's bonus episode of Stone Cold Stroh's. Bonus as in extra, not bonus as in it's better without Charlie. He'll be back on Monday. I'm joined by Josh Jordan. You can follow him on X at JoshJordan975, and you can read him on sportsmap.com. Josh, we had a State of the Union this week. Let's have a State of the Rotation, Astros rotation. So just kind of recapping everything. JV will start the season on the IL. Somehow, JP France has leapfrogged him in the rehab process. Framber Valdez didn't look sharp in his first outing of the spring, but he's also probably working on some things, including calling his own game with PitchCom now. That aside, there is some debate on where the Astros pitching starting rotation specifically, where they rank. So some sites have their power rankings out right now. Fansided left them out of their top four. Rotoballer, which is geared more towards fantasy, has them at number five. CBS Sports projects them at number two. So I think there is some consensus that they have a very good deep pitching staff, debatable as to where that lands in the top of the league. Dana Brown has already said they are not in the market for more starting pitching. So they feel like they have enough, which kind of aligns with what we've heard from Jim Crane earlier in spring training. Josh, what are your observations from these 2024 early projections of the Astros starting pitching, given the context and health of the team?
You know, I think some of these rankings are going to differ based on the Verlander news. Did these rankings go up before we heard that Verlander is going to start the season on the IL? That's part of it. I think with CBS, of course, I like their rankings because they have the Astros ranked the highest. No surprise there. They have them behind the Atlanta Braves. And I mean, that makes sense. Spencer Strider, Max Fried, Charlie Morton, Chris Sale, if he's healthy. Those are a lot of big names right there. We know Uncle Charlie really well, what he can do. So I'm not shocked by that one. I think when looking at how they project the Astros season, a lot of it is a lot of faith, a lot of hope. You know, they mentioned Fromber's a frontline starter. Well, he is, but you know, it wasn't great down the stretch last season, and he's struggling a little bit to start this year, but it's spring training. I won't worry about that too much. The big one they talk about is Hunter Brown. They're like, he's going to take a big step forward this season. Hey, if that's the case, great. But they're banking on that a lot. They're also, you know, putting Javier there going, he's not going to do what he did last year. He's going to be great again. So a lot of it is projection for them. And then, of course, they mentioned all the depth. And we know the Astros do have a ton of depth. That's not going to be an issue there. I think the schedule gets interesting, too. We saw how the Astros struggled at home last season. We're going to find out real quickly if that's the case this year. They have seven straight games at Minute Maid to start the season with the New York Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays. So we're going to get to see what they look like at home. And I would caution not to get too crazy about how the Astros starters look as far as innings in the first week of the season. I went back and did a little bit of digging from last year. First time through the rotation, nobody went more than five innings last year. In fact, Urquidy and Hunter Brown didn't pitch a full five innings. So that's something to keep in mind, that the sixth, the seventh inning guys, the guys we're not so sure about in the Astros bullpen. We know seven, eight, and nine are great, but well, actually, to keep in mind, Abreu is not going to be there for the first two games. So it's going to be really interesting how this bullpen holds up if your starters are only giving you 4 2/3, five innings to start the season. So I wouldn't get too worried about that, because as these guys ramped up last year, they were giving you 5-6 innings. So that'll just be something to keep an eye on here as the season gets going.
Yeah, bullpen is going to be a big deal. I would not be surprised at all if Rafael Montero gets an opportunity, if not every opportunity, to prove himself. And I would also not be surprised if he has a bounce back season, because I don't think he'll be utilized in as many high leverage innings and situations that Dusty Baker was using him. That being said, early on when you're down a JV, who knows how Espada is going to utilize the bullpen. Like, and to your point about being measured on early reactions, let's also not forget how this team started 2023. Split a series with the White Sox, lost a series to the Tigers, lost a series to the Twins, then won a series to the Pirates, then lost a series to the Rangers, then swept the Braves, and won versus the Rays. So we thought, hey, they've turned it around. Then lost a series to the Phillies, lost a series to the Giants, then lost the series to the Mariners. They lost or split 7 of the first 10 series of the season and were a game under 500 after that. So it's a very, very long season. It seems like there's going to be some tough competition right out of the gate.
That could work in their favor, because we remember the end of the season last year when they couldn't beat the Kansas City Royals to try and, you know, get it taken care of, lock up the division, lock up the playoffs. It was just befuddling seeing this team that just struggle against some of the worst teams in the league. So maybe that helps them here with, you know, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, first two series, and then the Rangers. I mean, if there's ever payback season, there you go. And then the Royals. So, oh no, maybe that series is a little tough. But then they go back against the Rangers, and then they have the Braves. So, I mean, that is a stretch of some really quality teams as you get through the middle of April there. So if the Astros, they stick true to form and they play up to their competition, maybe they'll start off the season a little better than they did last year.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities for guys to earn spots here with JV down early. We know how volatile bullpen pitchers are in general. Relief pitchers have up and down years from year to year. We don't know whose year it might be this year. Seth Martinez did not look as good last year. He looked great the year before in limited outings. What's Ronel Blanco going to do with more exposure, more innings? We're going to get to see, I think, some guys really get some opportunities to step up, and you'll really see what you have out of these relief pitchers.
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we know Verlander's going to miss at least, you know, his first or second start. So we're going to see probably Blanco get in here and start a game early in the season. They spoke about how they probably will start with a 6-man rotation because they play so many games in such few days. So it's a good thing that JP France is all of a sudden ramping up, throwing live BP, starting to look like he's going to be ready to go, because, you know, we know Verlander's not going to be ready. So, and I'm curious to see what JP France can do this year. And Urquidy has looked great. I'm excited about that. My other thing, too, I'm really, and it looks like we'll get it the first game of the season, I want to see what this looks like with Fromber calling his own pitches and, you know, Yiner Diaz taking full control of the starting pitching staff and see if he's good at blocking balls and his pop time and throwing guys out, because we know guys are running all over Christian Javier. We can't really blame that on Diaz if that continues. It's just, will they get their arms around this thing to where every time Javier walks a guy, it doesn't turn into a leadoff double? That's something you can't have. Then one base hit and you're down a run. They're going to have to work on that. But I wonder, will Yiner get a real chance to call the game? Fromber talked about it'll be a blend of him and Yiner Diaz calling pitches. I'd like to see Yiner get a chance to call these pitches, frankly, because Fromber had enough struggles last season. Giving him one extra thing that he has to worry about, oh, now I got to worry about the pitch clock. And, oh, they made a bit of an adjustment to the pitch clock with guys on base. And now I'm worried about calling my own pitches and hitting the button here. I hope it works out, but I'm always kind of worried when a guy struggled and we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to give you one more responsibility. So that'll be interesting to see. We'll probably get to see it opening day against Gerrit Cole and Fromber Valdez.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who's historically had some issues between the ears with being able to control his emotions in big situations. So you don't want to have him calling revenge pitches or pitches out of emotion. I'd say what I'm looking forward to, it sounds like with this Forrest Whitley setback, that may open the door for Spencer Arrighetti to capture an opportunity early and for us to see him maybe sooner than we anticipated. So I'm really excited to see what that holds, because we saw JP France step up last year. Spencer Arrighetti, we'll see what he's going to bring to the table, because even if it's not for a long term, just showing a guy that batters haven't seen before can be really impactful for a team. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. And as we do it, we'll talk about it more with Charlie on Monday. He'll be back with us. Thanks for watching us or listening. Appreciate the time. As always, go Stros.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.